faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg, Pep! P-E-P, Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent rushes to the governor's mansion for a showdown talk, he is unaware that a group of cowardly bigots, taking the law into their own hands, have ambushed the state police escort and threatened the life of ex-GI Sam Robbins.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough.
Say, isn't it something the way that keen, catchy taste of Kellogg's Pep puts the clutch on you? You get that strictly super Pep flavor, and right off, it gets you. And from then on, it's you for Pep and Pep for you. And you wouldn't think of doing without those crisp golden flakes of whole wheat for a single breakfast. Sure, Pep's that delicious. Why, every crunchy flake practically melts in your mouth, all tender and toasty. Yes, sir, if you're hep to Kellogg's Pep, you're hep to a mighty smooth dish, all right. And you're also hep to those slick Pep prizes. Prizes that are always surprises because you never know which one of the three different kinds of prizes you'll find when you open your next Pep package. For instance, you'll get either a colored cardboard model of a famous fighting plane, one of seven in the great Pep air fleet, or you'll get one of 24 pictures of birds in brilliant color with a full description on the reverse side. Or else, you'll find a bright colored comic button picturing one of 18 characters from the funnies. Collect all 18 and pin them on your jacket or your beanie cap. Just ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, tomorrow and look for your prize inside the package.
Now the adventures of Superman.
Believing in the innocence of Sam Robbins, a war vet accused of shooting another ex-GI, Clark Kent has set out to prove that Robbins was framed as part of a plot to further the practice of racial and religious discrimination in state jobs. Then the mysterious murder of an opposition paper reporter deepened Kent's suspicion of the state political leaders to a point where he decided on a showdown with Governor Wheeler. Meanwhile, unknown to Kent, the governor, yielding to pressure from Big George Latimer, state political boss, had arranged for Sam Robbins' removal to jail in upstate Grant City, hotbed of fanatical intolerance. As our story continues today, Kent is still unaware that as he is entering the state capitol, a police car bearing Sam in the custody of two state troopers is stopped at a roadblock on a dark, narrow country dirt road used as a detour. Eight masked men, armed with rifles, surround the car as their leader, a tall man named Dean Carter, approaches.
Hey, what is this, a holdup?
Not exactly, trooper. Just as we say, and nothing will happen to you.
What do you want?
We want your prisoner. That there Sam Robbins feller.
What?
What do you want him for?
That ain't none of your business. We want it for personal reasons, and we aim to get him. We have to shoot you both to do it.
Are you crazy?
You know what you're doing.
Sure we know what we're doing. Now keep your hands up and don't try nothing fancy. Okay, Mark, drag him out of that car.
Oh, wait a minute.
Stand up, trooper.
Come on, Robbins, get out.
I can't. I'm fast.
Oh, no, then I'll come and get you out. Are you dead?
You fool. Can't you see the man's hand come to that steel rod?
What do you know? And I skinned my knuckles on him for nothing.
You filthy coward. If I had my hands free, I'd...
Oh, shut up.
Don't move, trooper. Now, where's the key to them handcuffs?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Lying ain't gonna get you no place. Search him, Mark.
Now, look, you're asking for trouble.
When I want this from you, I'll ask for it. Find them keys, Mark.
Yep. Here's some.
Okay, unlock them cuffs. Keep him up, troopers. If I hurry, I'll fire a bullet through your middle.
I hope you know the penalty for interfering in the law. If this is an execution of duty.
Duty? You was to do your duty as good Americans, there wouldn't be no necessity for good citizens to be doing it for you.
What do you mean?
I mean you'd have done to this foreign radical what we're fixing to do to him. For daring to shoot a 100% American veteran, that's what.
You can't take the law into your own hands.
Ain't nobody going to stop us. That's why you...
Don't you realize you're condemning Robbins without a fair trial?
Don't you fret none about that. We'll get a fair trial, all right. Vote we, boys!
Okay, the handcuffs are off. Now get out of this car, you rat. We got a surprise for you.
And I got one for you.
Stay with him, I'll throw you.
Bring him out here. We'll take care of him.
Come on.
Come on, get out! Get out, you no-good!
Okay, brave boy. I'm getting out.
Tom, Doc, tie up the troopers. When you get through, we'll come back and turn them loose.
Okay, Dean, come on, Tom.
I'm warning you, crackpot. You better listen to us.
Back, you drive that car off the road where nobody will see it. Okay, Robin, start walking.
Where?
Into those woods. We got a nice spot picked out for your grave.
But his steps steady. Sam Robbins walks into the woods, the rifles of the men of hate pointed at his back. At the same moment, miles away at Metropolis, Clark Kent is talking with Governor Wheeler in the library of the Executive Mansion.
This is the moment, Mr. Kent. Are you implying that I know who killed that Clarion reporter, Williams?
Don't you, Governor?
Of course I don't.
I suppose you'll also deny that you knew Lippy Williams planted the gun with which Joe Martin had been shot in Sam Robbins' house.
He what?
You heard me.
You said Williams planted the gun with which Joe Martin had been shot?
In Sam Robbins' home, yes. I was about to prove it tonight, but someone who apparently guessed I might do just that put Lippy out of the way.
Good heavens, I can't believe it.
Oh.
Why do you think I would have put Williams to framing Robbins?
You know why. So you can make the public believe the veterans are led by hot-headed radicals as you charge in the Clarion.
Well, there may have been certain unfortunate statements credited to me, but I assure you I didn't make them.
You didn't, eh? You mean somebody else made them for you?
I didn't say that.
Look, Governor, quit stalling. One man has already died in this dirty business. Joe Martin, a war hero, may die, too. And if he does, Sam Robbins, another war hero, will be executed for a crime he did not commit. Now, is that what you want?
No, of course not.
All right, then why did you permit Sam Robbins to be framed?
I tell you, I'm not responsible for that.
Well, who is?
I don't know.
You don't know. Come, Governor, admit it. It's obvious that you're encouraging the Clarion to try Sam in its dirty pages and to condemn him before his case can even come to trial. You hope to get the GIs off your neck that way.
That isn't true, Kent. Why,
and I'll tell you what else you're doing. By constantly calling Sam a foreigner and saying he shot an American, you're deliberately and maliciously stirring up racial and religious intolerance.
Stop talking like that, Kent. If I wanted to crucify Robert, would I have sent him out of Metropolis?
What? You sent him out of Metropolis?
Yes, so he'd be safe. I was afraid the veterans might try to storm the city jail again to free him.
Oh,
as they
no.
started to do today when Superman stopped him. If I was against Robbins and the veterans, as you say, I would have welcomed trouble that would make them look bad.
Wait a minute. Where did you send Sam?
To a jail upstate at Grand City.
Grand City? No.
Yes, I said.
Why? You know Grand City is a hotbed of nationalistic crackpots and religious fanatics. You didn't send Sam Robbins there to be safe. You sent him there to be late.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Kent.
Why did you send him there?
Well, this evening, George Latimer suggested it should be done at once.
Big George Latimer, eh? You mean he told you to send Sam to Grand City?
He didn't tell me. He merely suggested that Robbins ought to be removed from the top.
And set up state where he'd be removed from this world, eh?
Now, wait. You mustn't misunderstand.
Don't worry, Governor. I understand everything now. But I want you to understand this. I'm going to Grand City at once. When I get there, I want to find an order to have Sam Robbins brought back to Metropolis. Or else...
Now, look here. How dare you talk to me that
way?
Oh,
you haven't heard anything yet, Governor. Get that order and pray as you've never prayed before that nothing happens to Sam Robbins before I get to Grand City.
Hurrying from the governor's mansion, Clark Kent steps behind a hedge and, resuming his true identity of Superman, takes to the air. Up, up, and away! We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, you could hunt far and wide before you find more exciting prizes than you find in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Mind you, not just one kind of prize, but three different kinds, one or the other in each package of Pep you open. And are all three kinds fun to collect? Take, for instance, those bright-colored comic buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Will you look slick with all 18 of them pinned on your jacket or your beanie cap? Or take that snappy series of 7 Pep model planes, made of colored cardboard and a cinch together. Or those 24 full-color bird pictures, each with a full description on the reverse side, helping make you a mighty wise bird yourself. You'll find one or the other of these three kinds of prizes in every package of Pep. 49 different prizes in all that you can get. And say, while you're collecting them, you'll be enjoying just about the slickest, keenest-tasting dish ever. Yes, sir, those crisp golden flakes of Pep sure do let loose with the flavor. I mean, Pep makes breakfast a terrific affair. In fact, from every angle, Pep's a prize dish. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
18 miles from Grant City, where Superman has just arrived, a group of 10 men, 9 of them masked, stand in the dark, moonless forest glade. The unmasked man is Sam Robbins. His hands are bound tightly behind him. Scornfully, he looks at the grim armed pack surrounding him and says,
"All right, you sticky cowards. My hands are tied behind me, and there are 9 of you with guns. So go on, get your dirty work over with."
Shut your mouth,
don't
you rotten foreigner.
You didn't have to do that, Mark.
Huh? What's the matter with you, Doc?
Nothing. Except I don't like to see a man slugged when he can't fight back, that's all.
This ain't no man. He's just a...
Yeah?
But just untie me for a minute, and I'll show you all. One at a time or all together.
You'd better be quiet, lad.
Don't bother him, Doc. We're going to shut his mouth for good.
Well, maybe you can shut my mouth, but you can't shut the mouths of all the guys who fought the war against mugs who talk like that.
And what's more, my buddies will take care of you guys the same way they took care of Hitler's and Hirohito, too. Oh, it makes me sick to think we went through Guadalcanal and Okinawa and Iwo and all those other places for guys like you. Where do you get the nerve to call yourselves Americans?
Hey, what is this? What are we waiting for?
Wait a minute, man.
Hold it.
Well, what's on your mind now, Doc?
Still feeling sorry for this radical scum?
Look, man. Maybe he did shoot that other veteran.
What are you talking about?
Well, even if he did, he did fight in the war for us, like he says. And
what's the matter with that?
Be quiet, everybody.
Well, what, Doc? Finish what you started to say. Go on.
Well, all I got to say is, well, I think Robbins deserves a fair trial in the court.
Quiet! You think anyone who happened to be drafted into the Army can get away with any crime against Americans, Doc?
Oh, no, certainly not, but...
But nothing. Robbins was a foreign radical. He shot 100% American veterans. And if the state police think they can pester him and waste taxpayers' money with trials and such like, we aim to show them they're wrong. Am I right, boys?
Wait a minute.
You better keep your oar out of this, buddy, or this lynch mad mob will give it to you, too. Thanks for trying.
Lynch mad, huh? Look, guys, shooting is too good for Robbins. We got a few hoses here. I move we finish him with them or with our feet. What do you say?
Ah, you bastard!
Come on!
Pack of wolves, the cowardly, murder-bent mob rushes toward Sam Robbins, planning to beat him with rubber hoses and rifle butts, despite the fact that his hands are bound. Is this the end for the heroic young American G.I. who committed the unpardonable sin in the eyes of these bigots and fanatics, being born into a different church from theirs? What will happen with Superman only 18 miles away, growing anxious as the state trooper's car fails to appear in Grant City? Can he find the dark glade in the forest? And in time, we'll know tomorrow. So don't miss the next thrilling episode. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, talk about famous names. Why, Kellogg is the greatest name in cereals. And Kellogg makes Kellogg shredded wheat, crisp tender biscuits that are full up with natural nut sweet flavor, toasted the Kellogg way just right. Mighty good for breakfast and mighty good for you. They're whole wheat. Mom knows Kellogg's shredded wheat is economical, too. You get 15 biscuits in every package. They're made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventure of Superman. This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.